Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Tuesday here, the 23rd of April, and it's 7:05 in the morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bott. Good morning. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. End of the month here. Yeah. And, gosh, Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, watching Ben walk, how old are you today? I mean, how old are you, Ben?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Watching Ben walk in this morning was watching like an old person stumble, limp into the studios today. And, Ben, tell everybody why.
So I had my first ever rugby game this weekend on Saturday at UPrep.
Uh-huh.
And it was on AstroTurf.
Uh-huh.
And so it just sandpapered my knees down, sandpapered my wrists up. I got a black eye because I bumped heads with another guy. In that one day, I got more beat up than I've ever been beat up in my life.
So he's here with a black eye. He's got bandages all over his legs, and he's limping. He can't figure out which leg hurts the most to limp on.
I'm not sitting straight.
I've done that before. I said, you know what? Both legs are just so beat. I don't know which one I can limp on. So you limp on both of them. Well, give blood. Play rugby.
Yes, sir.
You know, the thing about it is that, and afterwards, did you all get together and lift a cold one? Not, you know, like a Diet Coke or something.
We sat in a circle, gave out rewards, and almost every other rugby player also was bleeding from the knees.
Well, I'm talking about the other team. Usually you get together with the other team. You do. Okay.
Everyone was bleeding somewhere.
I played rugby one time, an impromptu game over in Zagreb. Not Zagreb. It was in the Balkans, and it seemed like a good idea at the time. It was at night, and it was inside a large embassy compound where we were, and it seemed like a good idea at the time to play rugby. It was dark. They turned on the lights, and what it ended up doing was the next day the admiral, who was in charge of all armed forces south, half south in NATO, made a executive order. There would be no more rugby after the broken leg, the numerous contusions, black eyes, busted noses, and all this. It would not happen again on his watch.
It's a tough sport, and like the only thing you wear is a mouth guard. That's your only protection.
Well, yeah, we weren't even wearing mouth guards, but then again, we'd been drinking beer. So, and it was a NATO game. I mean, Brits, Germans, French, men, women, officer, enlisted. It made no difference. And it was, like I said, at night. And there were no rules. But we had a great time. We didn't know about the broken leg till the next day anyway. So, but it's... Watching you reminds me of playing other times that I played. So it's a tough game. It's a lot of fun, though. Okay, the weather today. Can this be, after everything I said yesterday, a chance of showers between 11 a.m. and noon? Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon? Mostly sunny with a high near 53, except for that chance of thunderstorms. And then tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Yesterday I just said it was going to be clear and sunny to like, you know, Thursday. Okay, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 75 and low around 54. Thursday, and 30% chance of showers. Friday, chance of showers with some thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. Saturday, slight chance of showers. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 72, and as is Monday. Wow. So, I think they've opened up the gates at Keswick and other places to increase the flow downriver because they're expecting rain here today. So, okay. Well, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been in the business 25 years, and they treat their customers like friends. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, so let's start off with things that are going on with Cool April Nights. And today, Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday, the 23rd. You got to help me here. Now, tomorrow, drive-in movie night, sponsored by C.R. Gibbs, located on the Civic Auditorium lawn. Thursday, the 25th, cornhole tournament, sponsored by Knights Paints, located at the Civic Auditorium. $40 per person to enter. $1,000 in prizes awarded to first through fourth place. Okay, for more information, contact Jennifer Fontana at 530-921-8310. And then, of course, Friday is the Cool April Nights Cruise. You've got to be registered to participate in the cruise. Roads close at 5 o'clock on Hilltop. Cruises from 6:30 to 8. You can look at the website, coolaprilnights.com, and see where the map is. Okay. And what else we have here? Oh, on Saturday, Cool April Nights, Big Show in Shine, and we're going to give away some more wristbands for that today and tomorrow. And must be registered to participate in the show, $10 for spectators. And if you don't win your wristbands right here on the show, then you can go to all Napa auto parts stores and pick them up there. They're going to have the largest show and shine with up to 2,000 cars, 60 total vendors with 20 of them bringing amazing food. And then Sunday, the 28th, Cool April Nights, winning cars on display, free to all spectators. Now, let's see, 20, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Riverview Show and Shine goes from 3 to 7. Riddick Sports Bar Show and Shine goes from 6 to 9 today. So both of those at a Riverview Country Club, and go out there. And then the Riddick Sports Bar. So that's what's going on with Cool April Nights. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Some enchanted evening.
Some enchanted evening.
You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Feel feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns Bucking by the River. From May 15th to the 18th, immerse yourself in four nights filled with heart-racing action, family entertainment, and the unmatched excitement of rodeo competition. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Tickets are available now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
To try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through. And then I get so doggone lonesome.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. Is that Johnny Cash?
Yes, sir.
Whoa, look at you. Do you know who Johnny Cash is? Or did you just find it kind of like on YouTube?
It was in a show I really liked.
Which one?
Fallout. It's about post-apocalyptic America.
Johnny Cash was in there?
No, they just had a song in there.
Oh, just had a song in there. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I tell you what, I'm going to give away two wristbands to the Saturday big car show down at the Civic Auditorium. I'm going to do that. I'm going to give away two wristbands to the first person who calls 530-605-4567. And you call in, you get wristbands. And Shannon came in yesterday and got hers. So I'm going to give away several sets of these today and tomorrow. How's that sound? And tomorrow from 10 to 12 tomorrow, I'm going to be on remote down there at the Civic Auditorium during the big registration day and talking to a lot of the entrants and talking to the people that are running Cool April Nights. And we're going to do a 2-hour show from the Civic Auditorium tomorrow. So if you want to come by, I think we're up there on the top. You know, I can go up, you know, the bottom when you drop off or the top. We're up there on the top. So I can look out there and see all those great cars and all the people bringing them in. So, 605-4567, and you get two free wristbands to Saturday's big show down at the Civic. Joe, remember this bathroom that they were building in San Francisco, a San Francisco public restroom? And it was going to cost $1.7 million. And it's a single restroom. It's not a double. It's not, you know, two, one on each side. Where you well, now it's, you know, all gender, but still two. It was one. So, and it was going to cost $1.7 million. You know, they talk about the $250,000 toilet seats that, you know, that went into the military or NASA or whatever it was, which is horrible too, of course. But $1.7 million. Anyway, everybody's happy now because the donations came in and it only cost the city $200,000 to build this single stall restroom. I mean, I'm looking at it right here. It does have a water fountain outside and another water fountain. It's standing next to it. So, and it's in Noe Valley, N-O-E Valley. And they were kind of upset thinking that, but wait, are we paying for this? No, the state's paying for it or the city's paying for it. And, but then public restroom companies and volumetric building companies donations came out to $425,000 and include a prefabricated modular restroom and all associated installation work. Public restroom company is out of Nevada. Also donated a toilet previously used for demonstration purposes and trade shows. So they save $491,000 in design, construction management, and other regulatory and design review cost. And, gosh, do you think there was any criticism on that? The initial rough estimate was a custom designed and custom built. So they found they could do a lot better. Now, here's the thing is, how destruction-proof is this? We used to call it, is it marine proof? And we were given belts one time to test. My unit was given these belts and belt buckles to test by the Marine Corps because the Marine Corps is thinking about switching over to a new belt buckle because we've had the same one for, what, a century? And and I said, okay, man, you got to test it. Don't be easy on it. Well, I didn't even need to say that. They were, you know, they wore it out in the field all the time. They were crawling on their bellies. They were doing. But my favorite was when they'd put them around trees, like, you know, and they'd run the their belt loop through the keeper there, through the belt buckle, and they were swinging on trees to see if, well, let's just see how tough this is. And, you know, one of the men said, you know, sir, in the old days, you could sharpen up the edges of the, of our original belt buckle. And then if you got into a fight, just whip that out and just start swinging. Things I needed to know. But it just didn't look, the other ones could be shined and they look great. And these were just kind of like a tarnished brass or something. But as it turns out, they were pretty good. I mean, they held up pretty good, but they were not marine proof. Now, it's going to be interesting to see this beautiful, and it is a beautiful little restroom, see if this restroom can hold up to how much abuse. Because you have to remember, you know, out there at the rodeo grounds, where they came into our public restrooms in there and literally destroyed the toilets. How do you destroy a toilet and sinks? You've got to really, really work at it, and you've got to really, really be a jerk, be a total ass to do that. But they did. So think about that. Is there going to be like a sink in there that's going to be impossible to rip off the wall? So, but I guess if you have that much money to build a restroom you know, it was didn't come out to 1.7 million. It was just around a million until they got all the stuff donated.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been reading about this this Arizona rancher down in Nogales, Arizona. He was accused of murder. His name's George Kelly. He was accused of murder because a illegal was coming across his property and was shot. And the prosecution said that this guy had shot him. And he was a Mexican national who was also a drug smuggler. He wasn't supposed to be smuggling drugs then. But he was found shot to death on Kelly's 170-acre cattle ranch near Keno Springs outside Nogales, Arizona, which is, of course, right on the border there. His defense had countered the prosecution's argument that Butamea was an unarmed migrant and suggested cartel influence. Long story short, this is somebody not looking for the American dream. There's no evidence this person is here for those kinds of benign purposes, the defense attorney said. And also they said that they had been seeing cartel members or other people with camouflage on and rifles out there, part of the cartel on it. Now, Kelly said, hey, I shot warning shots when I saw guys with guns. But the prosecutors argued that he fatally shot him. But they never found the bullet that killed him. Never found that. So without that, it was hard to prove that he had shot. Anyway, this went on and on. He had been arrested and was in jail. I think they may have gotten him out on bail or something. Since the fatal bullet was never recovered, and a criminologist working pro bono as a consultant previously told the news that none of the state's witnesses in the trial provided any rebuttal testimony against the defense theory that a RIP crew, that's a gang of bandits, sometimes cartel affiliated, could have fatally shot him and robbed him. Anyway, it went to trial, and it came down to a hung jury. They could not make up their mind whether he was guilty or innocent. So now it's going to be up to the prosecutor. Are we going to go back and retry him? And Kelly was confronted. One of the defense lawyers. He was confronted with a threat to life and had a rifle pointed at him, meaning he would have been justified in using, but he didn't. He didn't use deadly force. And the guy's like, 73, 74 years old. So, will he be retried? I don't know. The rancher rejected a deal from prosecutors earlier this year that reduced the charge to one count of negligent homicide if he agreed to plead guilty. He was held on a $1 million bond on a first-degree murder charge for several weeks, and that was later downgraded to second-degree murder. If they're not convinced on the second-degree murder charge, they can still convict Kelly on lesser charges of manslaughter, negligent homicide, or aggravated assault. Nope. Nothing. There were some people in there, obviously people from the area, that said not guilty on anything. So next question is going to be, will they try him again? I think it's going to be hard. If they don't have the round and they can't prove that he shot him, they haven't seen anybody that shot him, that he did say he shot him, I don't see why they would retry him again, because that's got to be a costly trial. And he's got to, and there sound like people are doing stuff pro bono for him because they didn't like what was going on. Yeah, frankly, neither do I. You're living under siege down there. You got people with rifles walking through your, 100 yards away from your house. You have a right to protect yourself. Now, I'm not saying that's what he did. And, if they're shooting at your house or things like this, what are you supposed to do? Border Patrol can't be everywhere. The sheriff's office can't be everywhere. So I think justice was done on this. All right, let's take a quick break. Hey, guess what? Bucking by the River, that's right, the Redding Rodeo is back May 15th through the 18th for 4 nights. Tickets are available. Go to Redding Rodeo, reddingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. We told you the horror stories yesterday about buying tickets from these, buy Reading Rodeo tickets, and it's got all these different names, but it's not the Reading Rodeo website. You'll get ripped off. You're going to pay a lot more money. And in Christina's case, she bought the tickets, and they weren't. And after paying the money, much more than she would have paid if it was if she'd gone right through the RedBluffRoundup.com, they didn't have the tickets. So she was ripped off for that. And then they went after her credit card. So go get your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com. 76 years this year. Mark your calendar, May 15th to the 18th. So many things going on that week, and we're going to be talking about it more and more as we go on. Reading Rodeo. Okay, we'll be right back.
And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a tent on trust kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 23rd of April, 7:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. So if you're not getting treatment for those work injuries, you got to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. That's right, free. Why? Because it may be is that, you know, you're going through just, it seems like hell and delays and everything with insurance companies and whatever, but it may be playing out the way it's supposed to. It's just taking a little time. And he can tell you that. However, if you're not getting the treatment that you should have, your employer wants you back, you want to be back, your spouse wants you back at work, and you're just not getting help, that's what Patrick can do. You need somebody that's going to fight for you, and he is a scrapper. So, phone number 530-262-2168, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's down in Palisadero. He's got the largest workers' comp in Station, office north of Sacramento. Okay. All right. Some things that we could talk about today. My 7:30 guest didn't show up. It makes me crazy when that happens. I mean, it's not that I'm that great in scheduling, but when you schedule, you plan around guests coming, and then you plan on the next guest, whatever that is. The Trump trial, the prosecutors delivered their opening statements. Now, they're saying it was a conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election. However, in nowhere does it say anything in the warrants or the indictments about conspiracy. It said and these kind of like sleight of hands that the prosecution is doing. And when he said the case is about a criminal conspiracy, Trump's not charged with criminal conspiracy, even though the prosecutor repeatedly accused the defendant of participating in a criminal conspiracy. The word conspiracy can be found nowhere in Bragg's indictment. It's not there. Why? According to this article I'm reading, because there is no criminal conspiracy. Now, he also said he accused Trump of election fraud, conveniently ignoring the fact that the Federal Election Commission examined Trump's payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. This thing is so pathetic. When you just read it, the porn star Stormy Daniels, and determined that there was no fraud because the money conferred did not qualify as a campaign donation. Federal prosecutors who investigated reached the same conclusion. So did Bragg's predecessor. There was no crime, but yet they've managed to come by, you know, past the statute of limitations and all this stuff and bring it back. The prosecutor said that the cash as a nefarious scheme without bothering to mention that such non-disclosure agreements are perfectly legal and routine. I saw a poll yesterday. Do you think that this trial is just, a persecution of Trump and not, you know, just to keep him from being president, you know? And I looked at the percentages on it, and it was like about 63% thought that that's what this is. That if he had been Donald Trump's citizen, he would never be in this trial. And this trial is being held in New York, where Trump is not a popular guy. And there are people on the jury that have said, I don't like Trump, but I can make a fair. I can understand that. You know, if Joe Biden, if the situation was reversed, and it was Joe Biden there, and they asked me, did you vote for Joe Biden? No. Do you think Joe Biden's doing a good job? No. Do you laugh at Joe Biden? Yes. Do you talk about Joe Biden? Yes. But can you listen to the facts of the case and give an impartial judgment? I'd like to think I could. However, I'd be, my feelings run deep for a man that I think is taking this country down the dark path here, down the road to oblivion. And I don't know if I really could, as, you know, as much as I want to, with all of that stuff that I believe about Joe Biden, when I see something presented in a courtroom, and you got to remember both sides are making their people look best, and that it would it just reinforce my feelings that I had, you know, this feelings that I think Joe Biden with the border and the economy and national affairs and what happened in Afghanistan and all these other things they're doing, their battle against the Second Amendment, the taking away parents' rights in schools, it's transgender, where women have to compete against men, and if you don't do it now under his change to Title IX, that schools can lose their funding if they don't use the proper pronouns, and because, you know, like the five middle schoolers that refuse to compete against their transgender opponent in the shot put and discus throw at a track meet, they stepped in to the ring, then they stepped out. We're not competing. The guy was bigger and stronger and all this and identified as a girl in middle school. could I put that aside in a trial? And it would be hard. It would be hard. I would honestly say, as much as I would like to say that, yes, I could look at the facts and weigh the facts and completely divorce myself of my feelings, I don't know if I could or not. And for people, if they have those kind of feelings for Trump, I mean, now, you know, Ben, you could be on the jury. And you don't have any really strong feelings one way or the other, do you?
No, because when he was president, I wasn't able to vote, so
yeah,
it wouldn't have, nothing really affected me because I lived with my parents. I didn't drive at the time, so gas didn't affect me. So
yeah. So and so you know, you need people that, yeah, I know who Trump is. Yeah, he was president, wasn't he? I know who Trump is, but I can give a fair verdict. See, I'm not sure how many people are out there now after 8 years of the press going after this man, all of these things where he's being brought to trial for things that he is, I mean, that other people would not be brought to trial for, including the last one about, overvaluing his company. I mean, Wall Street came apart when they found him guilty on that, saying, that means any of us could be brought to trial. Not that you will be. No, you won't be, because your name's not Trump. Yeah. Nope. And your name's not Clinton. So you're safe. Well, if your name was Clinton, you'd really be safe, because she didn't go to trial for these things. Nope. You had the FBI say, boy, she had classified data, and then she destroyed it. She had it at her home. There were no firewalls around it. I mean, all these things. She never went to trial. Should have. And yet they are prosecuting Trump for that. And yet Biden had classified materials, including up to top secret, in his garage next to his Corvette. And he didn't go to trial. So when you see this thing, it makes you wonder, is this selective prosecution, you know, that what they're trying to do is make sure he doesn't run for president at this point. The Supreme Court just ought to step in and say, you want to prosecute him all these things, then you're going to have to wait till after the election. And if he loses, go for it. If he wins, you're going to have to wait 4 years. So let the people decide this one. You're getting a lot of help, people, from mainstream media. And if you listen to me, you're seeing where I'm at. You know, I'm not crazy about Trump at all. But what I think Joe Biden is doing with his cabal that he's got around him is really, really dangerous and really destructive for our country. Okay. With that in mind, let's take a quick break. You know what? I'm not even going to link my thoughts to a support or to an advertiser here. So let's just take our break.
I wonder about the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops that come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. Who's the artist singing that one?
It's a cover, so it's not the original.
No, I know that. I mean, but who's singing it, though?
Well, it's in a video game, so I will find out for you.
A video game?
Yeah, so they made a cover for the video game.
Oh, John Denver. is the original guy on that. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Looks like rain today. You know, I heard this last night that somebody said, oh, it's going to might be rain. And I looked at him and I thought, well, it's not going to rain. But, you know, I didn't say anything. As it turns out, they were absolutely right. A chance of showers today between 11 a.m. and noon, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon today. Mostly sunny with a high near 73, with just, you know, thunderstorms thrown in there. And tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. And then some more between 8 p.m. and 11. Chance of precipitation, it says, 20%. So, hey, it's an 80% chance it's not going to happen. I take 80% chances. So it's a high near 73 today and a low near 54 tonight. And that weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. What's going on? Okay, with that $60 billion military aid package for Kyiv is due to go to the Senate today as Ukrainian officials struggle to fend off Russia's advances. They need ammo, according to them. Artillery is starving. And artillery reconnaissance commander told this news agency. So they're being badly outgunned by the Russian forces because of ammo and replacements and all that kind of stuff, replacements for equipment. So it should be signed, and then $60 billion more of aid goes to the Ukraine. I would, you know, Russia invaded the Ukraine. You may not like Ukraine. You may not like the Zelensky or whatever. And you may see it as, why do we keep throwing billions of dollars in there? And this is just my opinion. Because the Ukrainians are bleeding the Russians of equipment and military. They're bleeding them. We have learned so much. Our military has learned so much from watching what's happening in the Ukrainian-Russian war here. Not only that, but the rest of Europe has finally woken up to what Putin is and what Putin can do. And, yeah, it is. It's Putin. And when you have, you know, Finland warning about things happening on their border, when you have Sweden join NATO, and there's a reason for that. They don't trust Russia, and with good reason. And so, you know, for every dollar we spend, we're not spending blood. That's the kind of way I look at it. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing just great. If I asked you, Carl, would you vote for communism?
No, I wouldn't vote for communism or socialism.
Would you vote for freedom?
Of course. I spent a large part of my life out there wanting to keep our country free.
Well, when are we going to start substituting freedom and socialism, Marxism, with Biden and Trump? Because Biden is not who is doing this. He is only the face of it. But Trump is, he represents us. And so, gosh, if people would just stop and realize what they're really voting for.
Well, so, I think it's pretty clear, you know, if Trump doesn't, if Trump's not in jail. Of course, even if he's found guilty, they'll appeal it, and this will go on and on. But, you know, the whole thing is making sure he stays in court until, you know, through the election. And then, you know, I've got a feeling they don't really care after that. They just want to keep him in court. You know, the thing is Trump is a human being, and also, no matter what some people like to, you know, they paint him as Satan. I think the bottom line on that is that they want to make sure that this does not go to the people this year. And I don't know why. What are they afraid of? And to the voters. Why don't they want it to go to the voters?
Carl, you're missing my point.
No.
My point is that the news media, of course, but even the conservative news is always putting everything on Biden or Trump. That is not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. You got to look. Got to peel that layer off.
Yeah, because
under it.
They're just doing what their organization wants them to do. Can you deny that Trump is not doing what we want him to do politically?
Well, I can't say that because I know what he did when he was president before. Our border was safe. There weren't any wars going on. Gas was $2.50 or lower. We were independent oil. I saw the things that he did. He put people on the courts that were constitutionalist as opposed to changing the Constitution at whim. Yeah, no. No, I understand what you're saying, that there's forces beyond them. But, but what you're saying, Roberta, is true probably for many presidencies. There are, is there another cabinet that works?
Carl, you're still missing my point.
That could be because I'm a little dull.
People are not thinking in terms of how big this actually is. They're thinking about one man only.
Well, I said that. I said there are forces behind both of them.
Well,
I agreed with you. I didn't agree with you violently enough.
No, you're not saying what I would like you to say, but that's all right. I hope that somebody out there is hearing me, that this is not like any other time in our nation.
Oh, okay. I agree with that.
And we have to bring to terms what actually is going on. And unless people start talking about and realize that, we're never going to get out of this. So anyway, that's my point, Carl.
Okay, I got it. No, it's absolutely true. I mean, we're at a tipping point in this country right now.
Yes,
we're actually hearing people use the term civil war. I never thought I'd hear that term in this country, but I'm starting to hear it now. Now, of course, that's, media and, they're going to hype anything. Do I think there's going to be a civil war? No, I don't think for a second there's going to be a civil war. I think that there's going to be a continued battle between the federal government and the states, though. And it's going to ramp up, where the Texas is sending their National Guard to the border. Other states are sending National Guard units to the border to try and keep it safe. They're trying to keep it under control. Why should they even have to do that? It's because we have a policy that says anybody can come in.
Carl, thank you so much for allowing me to express. Your station is just great. So thank you.
Well,
and have a great day.
Okay. Keep your chin up, Roberta. Okay. I don't know if you've noticed, but Dubai is flooding. They're working to return to life. They've had torrential rainfall last week. I don't know if you saw the photo of the big airliner taking off, and it looked like it was taking off from a lake in the Dubai airport. It saw the heaviest rainfall in at least 75 years, with more than a year's worth of precipitation in 24 hours. Now, a year of precipitation in Dubai is not a lot, but they had it all in 24 hours. And it showed the city's vulnerability to the increasing number of natural disasters. Of course, here we go. It's climate change. A warmer atmosphere can soak up more moisture like a towel and wring it out in the form of torrential rainfall. That makes sense. Say the dry areas that lack the infrastructure to deal with intense rain are more likely to struggle with bouts of significant flooding. Hey, go out and look at Las Vegas and Phoenix, Arizona. when they get heavy rains, that place floods out, and they've been getting flooded out for, oh gosh, probably a century, because they don't get that much rain. And when they do, oh gosh, you know, I guess we should have cleaned up the canals here, but we didn't. So that was kind of an obvious thing. But Dubai, getting all the rainfall for a year in one day is quite significant. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we will be right back.
If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save. We're the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Djokovic will remain behind bars in Russia on espionage charges until at least late June. A Moscow court today rejecting his appeal that sought to end his pretrial detention. The 32-year-old U.S. citizen was detained in late March of last year. Djokovic, his employer, and the U.S. government all reject the espionage allegations. Former President Trump's New York criminal trial resuming this morning, following yesterday's opening statements.
A prosecutor opened the historic trial by saying Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo said actions taken to conceal payments to Stormy Daniels amounted to election fraud, pure and simple. But defense attorney Todd Blanch argued that Trump is innocent and that trying to influence an election is called democracy, not a crime. The trial could last up to 2 months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate could vote today on the $95 billion foreign aid package. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been criticized by some Republicans for relying on help from Democrats to get the bill approved in the House. But former President Trump says he can't fault Johnson for that, given the paper-thin GOP House majority.
Well, remember, the speakership we're talking about has one, you know, we're a majority by one vote. And you can't really get too tough.
Mr. Trump speaking with AM 990, The Answer in Philadelphia. Some Republicans are outraged over approval of the big money aid bill without any provisions at all for tightening U.S. border security. Secretary of State Blinken heads to China tomorrow for a three-day visit. A European Parliament staff member has been arrested, accused of spying for communist China. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 238 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Taiwan struggles to come to grips with its past and public symbols of that past.
Chiang Kai-shek governed Taiwan for nearly three decades after retreating to the island following his side's defeat in China's civil war. Since becoming a democracy, Taiwan has been reassessing the role of its former leader. But finding a way to view a man who killed and jailed thousands of opponents but still laid the foundations for what Taiwan is today has not been easy. The island's current government has now decided that all remaining statues of Chiang must go. Tearing down a giant bronze one in the center of Taipei would be a major moment.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a Russian missile strike that smashed a television tower in Kharkiv was part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to intimidate Ukraine's second-largest city. Kharkiv has come under increasingly frequent attack. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mississippi lawmakers advance bills granting voting rights to 32 convicted felons.
The move comes weeks after a Senate leader killed a broader bill that would have restored suffrage to many more people with criminal records. The bills are necessary due to Mississippi's piecemeal approach to restoring voting rights to people convicted of felony offenses who have paid their debts to society. They also reflect the legacy of the state's original list of disenfranchising crimes, which springs from the Jim Crow era. Mississippi is among the 26 states that remove voting rights from people for criminal convictions. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
It's primary day in Pennsylvania, helping to set the lineup for a high-stakes U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick. The contest will help decide U.S. Senate control next year. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the rally continues. The NASDAQ is up 193 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. 8:05 in the morning here. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Do we have a national day? I didn't ask you that earlier.
Yes, sir. I have them all ready.
Okay.
We have multiple. We have National Talk Like Shakespeare, Take a Chance, Picnic Day, Lost Dog, and Bus Driver Appreciation. So many.
Picnic Day. Gosh, it's been a long time since I went on a picnic.
Same. But it's a good time for it. About to rain, I guess.
About to rain today. It's okay. No, we've got a 70% chance it's not going to rain. They're saying thunderstorms where they came in. It's kind of like sweeping through. National Appreciate Bus Drivers Day. Okay. I could go for that. And then what was one before that? Lost Dog Day or Lost Pet Day.
Lost Dog Awareness.
Lost Dog Awareness. Okay, I'm going to tell you my story here in a few minutes. But let's talk about weather. We just were kind of talking about it today. Yesterday, I said it was going to be clear till like till Thursday, maybe Wednesday night. But no, today, it looks like we're a chance of showers between 11 a.m. and noon and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 73. A chance of precipitation is 30%. So we might get some rain, but a chance of thunderstorms. And then the same forecast for tonight with a low around 54. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Now tomorrow, Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 75, and that's good because we're going to be doing a remote from 10 to 12 out there at the Civic Auditorium there for cool nights. And then Wednesday night is going to be great. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers. Friday, a chance of showers. 50% chance of showers Friday night. It would be great if it wasn't raining for Friday for the crews. You got a 50% chance it's not going to rain. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, and it starts clearing up through Monday. So, hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson. They do treat their customers like warm friends, like friends. And they have won awards for hiring veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just a great family, the Kenny family. They've been doing this for about 25 years. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, do you have that that interview? Okay, why don't you play that? This is R.C. Landingham. Now, the reason I'm playing this is from the Red Bluff Roundup, and he set a new arena record in the bareback riding contest on a horse called Virgil, which has been the bucking horse of the year for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association several times. And RC, either last year or the year before, won the $1 million check from winning these three rodeos. And it's rare that it happens, and it's offered, of course. It doesn't get paid out every year, of course, out of this one series. And they presented him with $1 million check. And so he was riding one of the best riders in the Rodeo Association and one of the best horses, and set an arena record at Red Bluff with like a 92.5. So play this. This is Courtney Kreider sent me this. She is working with Sports Illustrated as their rodeo correspondent. So play this.
That was super exciting. Our hometown guy, R.C. Landingham, just broke an arena record for Red Bluff on Virgil. You've been waiting all week for this ride, I mean, your entire career. How did it feel to get congratulated like that coming over?
Oh, this is amazing. I've been waiting 15 years. I mean, I've seen that horse. The first time I remember seeing him was like back in 2013. Tom McFarland was 93 on him in Houston. I was kind of scared of him back then. Come to find out when I drew him, I was still a little scared of him today. But he's an outstanding horse, one you never get the chance to get on. So I think just with that thought, you know, I've waited so long to get on him and to have the opportunity, especially right here in my hometown. And, you know, I'll never get that chance again. So it meant the world to me. And to have it on Pink Night, you know, that represents my mom quite a bit. So. I rode mom's chaps today. I've rode those chaps three times, twice at the NFR on Pink Night and here, so it's there was a lot of emotions, and it was just a really cool feeling today.
Special day overall. Speak to the camaraderie too. I know some of the guys were joking beforehand, like, hey, let's see if we can still psych him out before he goes, but you know they're your biggest fan.
Oh yeah, everybody. I think everybody had more confidence in me winning this today than I did. I was psyching myself out pretty good, but the jokes and everybody giving me a little bit of a hard time kind of helped me settle down and remember it, what I got to do. So it was all good and it was fun, and you know, I'm glad that all the people got to be here that were here today.
Can I ask you too, if you could talk to your mom right now, what would you say to her?
Oh, heck, I could go on for days, but. Well, that she's not here, I know I couldn't have done it without her. So, just like she was more here today with me than she could have been if she was here. So, you know, I don't see her as gone. She's always with me, and I'm just kind of living through her.
Good job, R.C.
Okay, R.C. Landingham is from lives up in Hat Creek. Had the opportunity to meet the young man at the NFR's, I think 2 years ago. And he and his wife and his little boy. And what a fine young family they are. And this is a story of rodeo. Last year he got injured. So he didn't ride a lot last year. But yet is, and the other anomaly about R.C. Landingham, he's tall. He's like 6'3". And if you take a look at all the bronc riders, you know, the bareback riders in this, they're all like topping out at 5'7". I mean, you could have six of them line up and put a board on their heads and it would all be about the same. They're like gymnasts or fighter pilots. They're all kind of small people, you know, powerful upper body. And so, to be this tall also, is kind of an anomaly in this, but he's a local boy. He's done real well. And I just kind of wanted you to hear that. His mom passed, and she competed in rodeo. And so when he said he was wearing her chaps, he was wearing it for, and they're pink, and he wore them that on because it was tough enough to wear pink for Sunday. So he was riding in memory of his mom, and you could see he's got a deep relationship with his mother. As most guys do. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy started her business in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans ever since the day she opened. You know, with the craziness going on in the insurance game, a lot of people are losing their insurance. Rates are changing. They're going way up, and you might need some help. And if you do, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. She'll do a free review and evaluation of your insurance and how she can help you. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's right next to the Members First Credit Union offices right there. Give her a call. She can help you. We'll be right back.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:18 on the 23rd. It's about 60 degrees. We may be getting some rain today, so stand by for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State in the poll from Record Searchlight. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is the only place we shop for jewelry, is at Four Winds Jewelry. Always got a great selection of jewelry, ranging from Native American to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces and all those things in between, you know, watches, necklaces, bracelets, all those kind of things, rings. In fact, we got our wedding rings done there at Four Winds Jewelry several years ago. They've got a watch repairman, which is an anomaly up here in the North State, and it's probably the only one around. There's good reason that they were voted best in the North State, because they are. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, it's open line
Tuesday today. So if you've got anything that you want to talk about, anything, you get your time on the radio. I'm going to be talking about things going on in the universities, and I'm going to talk about more young people are skipping college for trade school. We'll be talking about that. But first, I'm going to give away more wristbands for Saturday. And usually we give away two, but I'm going to give away a family pack of four today, this time at 605-4567. Now, these bands are good for Saturday. You can go anywhere around there the whole day. I just have to come down here and pick them up. So we're going to do four. And there's the first caller at 605-4567. Oh, there you go. Here they come, the calls. So the first person gets a four-pack. So get their name and phone number. Thanks, Ben. Hey, I tell you what, if that's another person, give them two. The next person gets two. If we've got two callers, first person gets four, second person gets two. Okay, talking about trade schools. More kids are starting to, more young people, I should say. The tool belt generation. I like that. I really like that. More young people are skipping college for trade school. Why? Well, more and more people, young people, consider Gen Z are choosing to skip college. And one reason being the cost of a degree that they may not be able to ever recoup from. A four-year degree was not a path this one young man would take. Well, it's because of cost. But after being hired at a local water department, he learned what he was doing. He was 19 years old. He learned skills that eventually helped him build his own construction company. And now he's 32. He's mentoring many of his employees who also opted to learn a skilled trade rather than shelling out tens of thousands of dollars to pursue a degree they couldn't use after graduation. Everybody that calls, the first group gets four. Ben, can you hear me? The first one got the four. Everybody else that calls gets two. Two, two, and two. You better stop after this one. I'm not sure how many I've got left. Okay. Now, this a... sorry, Ben. There was an op-ed that said that going to a trade school was just as valuable a path to higher education. Excuse me. This representative wrote this. She said she made the case that we discuss education in America is classist. I hate using that, but in a column for the Wall Street Journal. By looking down upon those who attended trade schools and praising those with advanced degrees, you're suggesting one is more valuable than the other, and it is not. If your way is to go to a university, get your master's, and looking at it that way, hey, I applaud you. But if your idea is to go in, and I'm telling you what, I've got this with my grandson right now. He's a bright young man. He loves working with his hands. He's promised his parents he'd go for a year. He'd go to a year to us, New Mexico State. But then he's, you know, but he's interested in doing other things. He wants to learn, he wants to work with his hands and in the trade. Trades. And I applaud him for that. It's an honorable profession. And without them, where would you be? Yeah. No houses, no electricians, no line workers, and none of that. Now, his sister took the route of getting her degree. She's graduating next month. Then going on to get her master's in forensic psychology. And she wants to work with law enforcement at the federal level. So, a trade program, like if you go out to, let's just say, Shasta College, and you're going full-time, your tuition's free. And you go out and you come out of that as a diesel mechanic. You go out there as a logging, trained logger, being able to run all the equipment. See what else. They've got welding. You can get your CDL. They've got just a number of great courses out there. So I can understand why people are doing this. They're learning carpentry, construction, and they walk away with a living wage right then. And a lot of Gen Z see with AI coming on that they see the more of the hands-on labor as less vulnerable to the emerging technology than to a lot of white collar
alternatives. How long is it going to be before you have AI teaching school? Think about that. As scary as that is, that you go into a class at a large university instead of a professor sitting up there, they just, you know, boom, here comes the video on with a generated human-like presence from AI that teaches the class and has all the answers. Ask them anything. And in a micro, you know, in 1 to 2 seconds, they come back with an answer. Now, whether the answer's right or not, hey, there's the difference. You know, it's whatever they programmed into those computers. But can you imagine? Ben, are you still taking names? How many do we get?
We got 3.
3? Okay. Good enough. I've got enough for 3. Okay. So, hey, for those who won, obviously you're listening, come in and pick up your wristbands this week. Now, I want to tell you about these wristbands. Is once you put them on and you tighten them down, they don't come off until you cut them off. So unless you want to be wearing it all week, probably wait till Saturday to put it on, okay? But you can come in and pick them up. There'll be people here till probably at least 1 today. Come in the mornings for sure. Worst case, well, just, yeah, on Monday through Friday to pick them up. So try and get here today or tomorrow and make sure you've got them, and we'll call you. And if we have to, we'll make sure we find a way to make sure you have them. So thanks for listening. Okay, now let's go back to a teacher. Now, Ben, listen to this. Can you see with AI, since they're generating humans, right, human-like images, comes up on the video screen, and they teach a class in history? Can you see something like that happening in your experience at 18?
Yeah, I recently found out that the way that they're teaching kids to read now is super generic, and they're not really teaching them a lot of vocab, so they don't know a lot of different words. They only know like one word for things, you know, so like a lot of the synonyms for certain common words they don't even know.
Wow.
And apparently like they're starting to see in the U.S. education system that kids are terrible at writing essays because they just don't know any synonyms for these words. They only know the basic words. And as they get more generic with teaching, obviously they're going to switch to AI eventually. So,
well,
yeah.
The thing about AI is it like I use AI. I use the chat, and I've talked about it, how I'll put in like 4 or 5 words in the thoughts and say, write me a 30-second commercial. It comes, you know, radio commercial. It comes out to be 30 seconds. It's got the information in it. It may have to change a word or two, but it's there. And now I'm using it to write some longer things for the website and using ChatGPT. Okay, or chat, whatever it's called. It's free. If you've never tried it, you ought to just try it and get scared. I mean, it'll scare you. Now, here's the bad thing about it. You want something that it's calling for opinion, it's going to make up stuff. And it sounds real. It might... And it's just what's been fed in, you know, whatever's in the computer logarithms. So then if you have a teacher, quote, AI teacher up there, and he's, teaching the Battle of Bunker Hill or whatever, and says, in this case, there were, this happened. Well, maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah, but there was a huge lawyer case deal. Mm-hmm. Where a lawyer actually went and got a bunch of information from AI, and all of the court cases that it was referencing didn't actually exist.
Did not exist.
Yep.
Yeah, and there was another article written by a newspaper writer, this woman. She'd already read, she'd already written the article, and then she gave it to the chat to have them to write it, see what they would write. She'd already researched it and written it, and it came back with quotes from the president of the company, which were totally false. Others have come up with quotes that are false, and then books. And this was based on these books, and it made up the books. It's got no conscience there.
So the way that they make the AI is they try to make it so it will never, ever plagiarize. And the problem with that is if you ask it for a quote, it doesn't want to plagiarize. So it changes the quote, and it changes everything because it never wants to plagiarize.
So it just makes it up.
It just makes it up. It rewords everything.
Well, and see, there lies the problem. But I'm still telling you, though, they could do a, it could give a lecture, and it could be absolutely spot on, right? But if there's a question from one of the students, will the answer be correct? I mean, it'll come back in a second or 2 seconds and answer. But will the answer be true? That's what you've got to really watch about. A canned presentation, I mean, you can do it. It's just like watching, you know, somebody lecture and you video them and boom, it's out there, right? But if it's AI and it's supposed to be interactive, what will, if you ask it kind of an off-the-wall question that professors get all the time, and then they answer either with humor or they just ignore you, this may come back with an answer that is totally wrong. So, okay. I find this fascinating. Okay, whoever's calling, wait till I've got to take a break, and we'll get to you right after the break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where you never get a wrong answer or a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, they've been around since 1960. I've been getting my haircut there for 17 years. Never had a bad haircut. How many times can you go say that you went into a place and never had a bad experience? No, it's been like this since the day I walked in there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to make an appointment, you call them at 530-244-9478, which a lot of people do, or you can just drop in. If they've got an empty chair, boom, you get a great haircut. It's not a salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. I love that. It's written right on the window. 8:31 in the morning, light rain coming, so they say. We'll be right back.
She gets dressed up like a pillow, so she's always in bed. Flowers for a second, she's on the go. Way too fast and way too slow. Jumps on the stove, the lights may go down. And when the
join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yes, the coffee is bothering me right now. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Gave away 8 wristbands. Cool. Okay, that's all we got left. I may get some more. I may score some more today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. And we'll find out. So, what are the names? Seth, won some. Who else?
Karen and Carrie.
Okay, there you go. Great. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. On the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, these Da Vinci surgical robotic, XI surgical robotic system, you know, it's the next generation, and the Guardian system to help people that are living out maybe a little bit further that give them warnings that they're starting to have, could be leading to a heart attack. Yeah, I mean, these are things that are done wirelessly, and all this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, I find this. Okay, tomorrow, Shannon Phillips is going to join us from McConnell Foundation. She's the chief operating officer there. We'll talk about everything that McConnell's going and get some thoughts about the, not only things they're doing, but, you know, Riverfront Plan and all these other things that are going on. I can't let the day go by without talking about what's happening back at our Ivy League schools. You know, was it Robert Kraft who owns, is Kraft on? He owns what, the Patriots, I think. Robert Kraft has just cut off all of his endowments to Columbia University because of the anti-Semitic and pro-Palestinian Hamas protests going on. Now, the students at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Emerson College, and Tufts Universities have set up encampments in solidarity with Columbia University's Gaza Solidarity Encampment. We've shown our administration the power we hold, and we can't give it up. We are the ones who run this campus. We make campus what it is, said Hannah, a student who added that she's involved with the Coalition for Palestine at MIT. Let me tell you, let's talk about MIT for a second. Obviously, a very, very exclusive university when it comes to this. I talked to a student that's from right here from Reading that went to MIT, and this kid's gotten like out of a 4.0 grade point, he had like a 4.89, right? Scored extremely high on all the tests to get into universities,
And I said, and he came back after his first year there. I said, so what was your big takeaway? He said, well, I realized how unprepared I was to go to MIT. You know, some people are coming in here that they were like taking, you know, like second year college courses, on whatever it is, in the technology, whatever it is, whatever STEM it was. And he said, he said from day one, I was playing catch up and I never had to do that in school here. And this is not a denigration on our schools here. It's just that that's at the level, right? Here's the other story about MIT. There's a guy by the name of James Webb, former Secretary of the Navy, former U.S. Senator from Virginia, and a presidential candidate, but he's also an author. And that's where I met him. He wrote a book called Fields of Fire about Vietnam. And I was fortunate enough to have lunch with him one day. And he was quite an interesting guy. Plus the fact, being a Marine Corps veteran, he also had the Navy Cross, the second highest award for valor in the military system, in the Marine Corps. It goes, the Medal of Honor, then it goes to Navy Cross. So he had the Navy Cross and a Silver Star, which is number three. He didn't have the Medal of Honor, but he did have the Navy Cross and the Silver Star, Purple Hearts, all of that. And he talked to me about when he was doing book tours. And he was in Boston, and that's where MIT is. And he said the river runs through Boston, and on one side is MIT, and on the other is South Boston. Now, they call the people there the Southies. South Boston is a blue-collar neighborhood. Tough bunch of people living there. And he said my platoon was probably made up of a third of these young men from South Boston, just tough. You know, they had their cigarettes rolled up in their shirt sleeves, and they were fighters. He says, and I'm doing this radio interview, and on one side is South Boston, the other side is MIT, and MIT was bragging that not one of their graduates ever went to Vietnam. Now, is that true? You know, just because it's said by MIT, but this is what he believed. He said, so I'm looking at this river and looking at the difference between this portion of Boston and this other portion, where none of their people ever went to Vietnam, and probably a very large percentage from South Boston went to Vietnam back in those days. So anyway, MIT, Emerson, and Tufts University have set up these. And here's the statements: we hold the power. So we have to show them that we won't back down until they meet our demands. Right behind us is our Scientists Against Genocide encampment, following in Columbia's footsteps. We are an encampment in solidarity with Gaza. The student went on to explain that all Boston area schools are currently setting up encampments in protest of Israel as they call on their respective universities to meet their demands. So what are the demands? Okay. The first one is to disclose investments. Second is to cut ties with the Israeli Defense Forces. Third is to call for a ceasefire. And fourth is to drop charges against students. So, notably, students at Emerson College and Tufts University have also set up encampments in protest of Israel. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters from Columbia University were arrested last week as the Ivy League school testified before a House committee on the campus response to anti-Semitism. On Monday, Columbia canceled all in-person classes as pro-Palestinian protests continued to rock the studio. Now, lock the campus. Now, Jewish students at the university there at Columbia are told not to go to class because it's too dangerous. At Yale, 45 people were arrested after police and riot gear moved onto the campus to break up a pro-Palestinian. Last week, 19 students from Pomona College in Claremont, California were arrested. And I just read where over at Humboldt State, they've started that there too. Earlier this month, 3 Vanderbilt University students were expelled following a pro-Palestinian protest on campus that resulted in several arrests. Vanderbilt University is in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, Nashville has turned, you know, purple, if not little, but blue tinges over the years as more and more rich people have taken over in there. But Vanderbilt doesn't seem to be a place to have a big protest and cause damage without danger of being expelled. So this is continuing to go on. Death to America, death to Israel, from the river to the sea, here in our country. Death to America. What can I say? Do you have the right to protest? Yeah. Do you have a right to peaceful protest? Of course. Do I agree with it? Nah. But that's your right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The heart-pounding excitement of the Reading Rodeo is back, Bucket by the River. Join us May 15th to the 18th for four unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and the unrivaled thrill of rodeo. Tickets are available now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. The Reading Rodeo, where legends are born and memories are made. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th and ensure you're part of the action. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today so you don't miss out.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to our last segment here on Tuesday, April 23rd,
of Free Fire Radio. 8:50 in the morning, and today a chance of showers between 11 a.m. and noon, and a chance of thunderstorms after noon, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. So we got about a 20 to 30% chance of showers today, but yeah, it's possible. And it's mostly sunny, though, and it's 61 degrees right now. Tomorrow, going to be nice. And then as we start getting back into the possibility of showers for the next couple of days. Where would I be? By the way, you got something to say. We got 9 minutes left for you to come in and talk about what you want to talk about today. Something stuck in your craw, something you want to let the people know about. Of course, today is the Board of Supervisors meeting. They didn't have one last week because there were no agenda items. Oh, imagine that. But one of the things they're going to talk about today is Sheriff Johnson's going to give a presentation on the border. And if you remember when Sheriff Johnson, Mike Johnson, was on our show last Wednesday, he'd been down on the border for 3 days, and or 3 or 4 days, and he rode with the chief of the Border Patrol up and down the line there. And his comments were just wow. I mean, here's a guy that was there talking to their chief of their law enforcement down there, the Border Patrol, observing, being there, and it was quite an illuminating hour with the sheriff. Now, we're going to replay that on Thursday. We're going to play last Wednesday show on Thursday, do a best of on Thursday, and it's going to be that show. So if you haven't heard it, you please tune in and listen to what he has to say. But anyway, he's giving a presentation today at the Board of Supervisors about what he saw down there. And I think the Board of Supervisors is going to bring up, well, how many migrants do we have here? Do we have them, you know, you hear things that they're being put into hotels around here, that they're down at Costco. I told you that story about the lady who went berserko. She didn't go berserk. She was really a nice lady. But I hear her talking on her phone about this. And, of course, I just got the information from her, and I don't know if it was true, but, you know, how they had money given to them. They had credit cards given to them. They had their rooms paid for and all this. Now, I said $8,000 the other day, and one of the guys I trust immensely said, supporting documents on that, Carl? And I don't. It was just what I heard. So, you know what? There I am spreading rumors, but I will tell you that. This is what I heard. So, but I have read that in some areas they give them a card and they have this and it's thousands of dollars so they can buy, you know, they can rent a place, they can buy food and all these things. Okay. Now, up in New Rochelle, New York, the Home Depot up there is having to take drastic measures to ensure shoppers are safe from aggressive migrants and thieves. They have guards walking the parking lot in bulletproof vest, and they've got dogs with them. And it's to keep the parking lot safe because of all the complaints, as they have about 30 migrants hanging out there all the time. Ask, you know, they come up, hey, let us lift things out of your cart here. We'll do it and give me a tip. You know, it's kind of like the guys when you're driving down the street and they want to wash your windows and they start washing them and you can't do anything about it. And, just give me a dollar. You know, no, I didn't want you to wash it anyway, but this is what happens. Now, the security guard says that they do not allow a dog to bite anyone. And some of the reasons they were hired is not just because of the migrants, but because of a myriad of other things too, like people breaking into cars, that kind of stuff. This is in New Rochelle, New York. And like I said, there's like 30 people hanging around. They're trying to sell phony Apple AirPods or soliciting tips from people doing things that you don't want them to do. And like, you know, putting stuff into your car. No, I don't want you to do that. So, and it's just gotten out of control. And people are being robbed of their purses, their phones. And a New York City councilwoman claimed an illegal
immigrant, speaking during a recent committee meeting hearing, said the city spends too much on police. You should take that money and give it to them, the illegals that are up there. And she just went off. And it's interesting to hear a New York City councilwoman doing this because of, you know, they've actually got an area, a section of New York City has become an illegal migrant shopping area where they sell items obtained from shops nearby. To make matters worse, prostitution is also starting to explode in that area. So, gangs, new gangs coming in from Venezuela, 2,000% rise in Chinese coming across the border. I mean, we can go on and on and on about this at the border. And frankly, inflation and the border is a much bigger topic than climate control. And yet, Joe just put 13 million acres of oil producing areas off limits to any type of exploration. 13 million acres up in Alaska. Yes, we are pumping oil and gas, but yet the prices are still extraordinarily high. Inflation, it's hurting everybody except the rich people and the people in Congress. They get free gas. They get free plane trips. God knows that, Joe, why don't you walk into a store or ask him, how much does a gallon of milk cost, Joe?
Isn't diesel cheaper than gasoline now?
In some places it is, yeah. You know, when you drive around and you see gas at $4.58 and you think to yourself, oh, my God, I'm going to drive 10 miles to get gas here.
Where are you seeing $4.58?
I think Costco.
I was paying like $5.
I know Sue does something. This every morning. She gives us the cheapest gas in town, and Sue's in there nodding her head. Was it at Costco? Maverick, they advertise on the road, I-5 heading south on Maverick down there. It said it was like $4.58. You know, I have a place that I buy at $4.78, and that's the cheapest place I can find right here in town. I mean, it's hitting me. I know it's got to be hitting everybody out there. I mean, if you're extraordinarily, you know, if you're rich, it doesn't hit you as much as it does us middle class people. Yeah, middle class. And, you know, a business owner, and then everything goes up. You know, the cost of electricity, cost of rent, cost of insurance, all of this stuff goes up. And as you all know, if you can even get insurance on your homes because of the weirdness we have here in California, but it starts at the federal level. So, and people ask me, gosh, you know, you're involved with this. You know, I mean, doesn't that just kind of bring you down, you know, reading all this stuff? And I said, no, because, man, unlike 99% of you out there, I vent it right here. I vent it. I feel pretty good at the end of the show. You know, okay, I've talked about it. I feel good. I can go take Buford out. Buford, I've been taking him out at 5:30 in the morning. We go for a walk. This morning, I didn't do it. I slept in to almost 6. And I mean, oh my gosh, I'm running late. So I had to run through and get everything, you know, so I could get in here early. And I swear to God, the dog followed me around, giving me the look. What, Buford? Look, I took you outside in the backyard so you could, you know, pee. Come on. What do you want? Well, he wants his walk. And then as I'm walking through, Linda, you didn't take Buford for his walk this morning. Gosh, I've gotten guilted over this. So now I'm going to take Buford today back up to the doggy park where he has fallen in love with the doggy park. And there's 25 dogs out there, and Buford wants to make friends with every one of them. And, you know, if you've not been to the doggy park lately, just go out there and watch these dogs figure it out. No fights. You know, if they come up, tails are wagging a little bit, and there's a lot of sniffing going on. A lot of sniffing going on. But they don't fight. They chase each other around. They roll around on the ground with each other and all this. It is just absolutely fascinating to watch, and you wish that people were like that. that if that's what it takes, we come up and sniff each other, and then we get along. Hey, have a great day, everybody. Tomorrow, like I said, Shannon Phillips will be joining us. We'll be talking about McConnell Foundation and things they're doing and, you know, plans they've got going on. And, gosh, I think I've given out every wristband we have. I'm going to try to score some more. So pretty soon we're going to be giving out the Colt 45 tickets. Have a great day. Watch out for the rain, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.